Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners ready to rewrite the rules and create a business and life you truly love. I'm Libby Langley, your host, business coach, Amazon bestselling author, and expert in helping you work less, earn more, and enjoy the journey. Each week, I share straight talking strategies and honest insights to help you simplify, grow, and find more joy in your business. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley here, your host of Life in Business. Welcome to another episode. Thank you for joining me again. It is always, always, always super nice to have you here. And I appreciate it very much. The listening figures to this podcast are steadily increasing, which I get a huge amount of joy from because it means that the word is being spread. And more and more of you are tuning in to get support in how to rewrite the rules of your business. So that's great. And I ask you a little favor. If you like listening to this, then share it on your Instagram stories with a link or tell your friends about it, share it in your WhatsApp group. That'd be really super because the more people that join the movement, the better the world becomes, right? So yeah, I would appreciate your support on that. Thanks. So today, we're talking about choosing your hard. And it's a funny old expression, right? Isn't it? Choose your hard. Like, well, I don't want anything to be hard. And that is absolutely valid because I'm not a massive fan of things being hard either. I take the easy route wherever possible. I simplify things as much as possible. And that's, you know, that's all great. And obviously that's what I help my clients do too. And through this podcast is what I advocate. We want simplicity and we want ease, right? I used to call myself the queen of easy business because that's kind of, you know, kind of the thing that I support people with. So choosing your hard is a bit of a weird thing for me to say. However, let me just kind of explain why I wanted to do this. Choosing your hard is an expression that you may have heard of, right? And it's really about working out where to focus your energy so that you can move forward and achieve your goals, right? So the point of it is, as I interpret it, and therefore as I kind of interpret it for you, is that hard is subjective, right? There are some things that, and I'm going to talk about that, there's some things that are seemingly ridiculously easy, but we find challenging. So to me, choosing your hard is about making a bit of extra effort or conscious effort to do something that isn't absolutely in your kind of linear vision, right? Because we all know that to make things different or to see different outcomes, we need to do things slightly differently. And that's really how I interpret this, and I would like you to interpret too. It's just about being perhaps very slightly out of your comfort zone or on the very edges of your comfort zone to make different things happen. It's not about going all out and, you know, 5 a.m. ice baths, which would be ridiculously hard for me. I ain't never going to do it. It's not about kind of smashing it. It's just about where are you going to focus your energy, right? That's what it's about for me. And this stemmed from a conversation that I had with my husband over the Christmas break. I can't remember the context now, but I imagine it was related to something we were watching on TV. And I just said to him, you know, what is your hard? What do you find difficult? And then it transpires. I have done some additional thought on this, right? And I think there are two differences to hard, two different ways that we can put it. There's like an input hard and an output hard. An input hard is the stuff that you actually kind of put in to your body, you know, the things you take in. And then the output hard is the stuff that you do. And now I have enormous ease with input stuff, right? Yeah, I used to smoke, right? As so many people did. But I never classed myself as a smoker, despite the fact that I could at my peak of smoking, you know, I could battle through 40 a day, right? Which is disgusting. But this is like we're talking nearly 30 years ago, right? At the kind of peak of it. And I could smoke in the office, which is just, can you even imagine now? So I'd buy 40 cigarettes on the way to work every day, smoke maybe five in the car, or certainly light, right? And then some more in the office through the day. I think I pretty much always had one lit, right? So it's loads, and maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 probably on average a day, which is just absolutely tons, yeah? But I decided one day that I wasn't going to smoke anymore. So that was it. And I just didn't. So, and I have smoked since in various kind of periods. And certainly when my husband and I got together, he is a smoker, was a smoker. And like a smoker, smoked for 30 years and stuff. You know, I would probably sometimes smoke more than him if I was in like a smoking phase. But I'm just like, oh, this is stupid. It's expensive. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it anymore. And just didn't do it. And it took him quite a long time to actually stop smoking. And he moved to vaping. And then he stopped and he hasn't had any input of that kind since we got married 5 years ago. So, you know, the difference in us there, that's a really kind of clear example of like the different hearts, levels of difficulty me and him, which is where this conversation started, have with input. It's just like, oh yeah, no, I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm not going to do that. And on the 30th of December, 2023, I decided I wasn't going to drink alcohol anymore. And I haven't drunk alcohol since. A piece of cake. And he has a different relationship with alcohol. And so to decide to, you know, to cut down or to, at the time of recording, as he is at the moment, not drinking, is very, very difficult, right? Same with food. I'm like, oh no, I don't eat crisps anymore. So I just don't eat crisps anymore. And he finds that more challenging. And so there's something in me, and I wonder if this is an autism thing, I don't know, but I find it very, very difficult, like very, very easy, I'm sorry, to change that input level. So for me, that's not hard, right? I can do it. I can go, yeah, I'm going to give up drinking this low while, so I just gave up drinking. So that was easy. I don't find that hard. It's just something I can do. Whereas for my husband, it really takes a lot of daily thought and effort to change that input level of stuff. But when you talk about output, which is pretty much everything else, stuff that you do rather than something you take in, he finds that really easy, and I find that incredibly difficult, right? I said that I was going to, at some point very early in 2024, yeah, 2020, God, it's just, you can tell it's the early part of the year, right? I don't know what year it is. In the early part of 2024, I decided I was going to do a certain number of steps every day, because it's not something I'd ever really tracked or measured. And certainly since we moved to where we live currently, I was doing a lot fewer steps each day. And I think that that's because, despite the fact that we'd go out into the Peak District and do walks and all of that, the actual day-to-day movement was a lot less. And I think it's because I don't really know anybody around here. I don't really walk into town, you know, appointments I might drive to. Whereas before, where we used to live, I would walk to, I don't know, everything was in walking distance, right? So I would just naturally do a lot more steps and leave the house more. But since we've moved here, I don't leave the house very often, and I know that I wasn't doing my steps. So I decided to set myself a target of doing that. And I don't go outside and do them. This is the thing, right? I mean, some days I do, obviously. You know, we go 20,000 steps when we go for a walk or something like that. But my day-to-day steps average, I mostly do them around the house, up and down the kitchen, dining room, or just in front of the telly, because that's easy. It's a push for me to do my steps. I have to remember to do them, but I have an app that kind of tracks it, which is really cool and gives me a little reward every day. Woo! And that helps me. But leaving the house every day, so output hard, I wouldn't do it. It feels beyond impossible for me. And that's kind of quite a weird thing to admit to you, I guess, because I maybe seem really, like, you know, sociable and gregarious and all this, and I'm not in the slightest. Actually leaving the house, and I know this is a neurodiversity thing, an autism thing. I don't know what's going to be out there, right? It just feels like an absolute load of effort and anxiety and all of that. And that's, to me, that was one of the most interesting things about having this conversation with my husband, was that there are different kinds of hard, you know, the input via the output. And so, whereas he, he could go running every day because it goes, you know, that would be hard to like motivate himself to do that. But if he decided he was going to do it, he would just go out and do it and wouldn't think about it. Whereas, yeah, it has a whole different level. So I don't know where you sit, how you feel about that input output, or if that's something that's kind of worth you reflecting on. Okay. And I guess that's a health focused thing as much as anything. But when it relates, how it relates to business, is your health is obviously massively important for the future of your business. So it does matter, right? It does make a difference. Like drinking more water is good for you. And that's an input thing. And some people really struggle with that. Me, I drink gallons of the stuff. Always have done. I'm actually pretty healthy because we cook everything from scratch. I drink loads of water. I don't have caffeine. I just drink peppermint tea. I don't drink alcohol, you know, all that stuff. But it's not to say that there isn't room for improvement. But the energy management is for me what I need to be mindful of in my business. So like when it comes to business growth, then I couldn't, it would not be hard. It would be, I cannot do that. open my diary for calls every day, for example. So if you said, right, I choose my heart. Okay, I'm going to make sure that I have 10 discovery calls every week, right? I couldn't do it. I would die after a fortnight, I think, because it's too much. So when it comes to moving your business forward, you've got to choose something that is in alignment with the energy that you have and also the way you want your business to be structured, right? So for business growth, for me, saying I'm going to do 10 calls every week is not possible, right? So it's not a hard I can choose for long-term sustainability or just being alive. But my version of that would be to do more social media outreach, to send more emails, something that's kind of, that's less actively engaging. Yeah? Does that make sense? And I know that. And I also know that I could do more in terms of that engagement, right? I could certainly be more proactive in sending messages to people on sending DMs on social media. I know that I could do that, but I find it hard and I sort of forget to do it sometimes. So that is a hard that I could choose, right? Because it takes not discipline that I don't have, that's not right, but like a thought pattern. Or an activity that isn't in the forefront of my mind. So I would have to remember to do it. And that's where the daily non-negotiables come in, right? I've done episodes on this before. But if you set yourself a daily non-negotiable, 3 is good, right? To have 3 daily non-negotiables and you do those first, you get into the habit of doing it, which is hard, which could be hard, right? Certainly would be hard for me. And you make sure you get them done before everything else. And generally speaking, they are income generating type activities, like such as messaging people, such as creating sales-based focused content. You know, that's something that you can choose as a hard. So it's quite interesting, I think, for people to, you know, for us to kind of navigate this choose your hard thing, particularly at the start of a new year when it's all new year, new you, and, you know, what are you going to do to smash it? And it's like, I ain't doing anything to smash it, mate. And the old me was fine. I can maybe just tweak things a little more, right, to get where I want to go to, or be clearer in the goals that I set myself, because it's very easy for all of us to just set an income goal, right? To just go, well, I just want more. But actually, you know, maybe it's less. Maybe it's more profit focused. Maybe it's working fewer hours. Maybe the income is fine. Maybe it's the consistency of the income. Maybe it's how you want to work with clients. You know, there's all different ways actually that these goals are. And I've recently recorded a few goals focused episodes. So look back for those. They're only a couple of episodes ago. I talk more about goals. But this, you know, this hard doesn't have to be smashing it, pushing it, hustling or any of that. It's just, I know this is going to make a difference. Logically, I understand this is going to make a difference. However, I find it a bit of a challenge. So what is the way that I can adapt the activity that needs to happen in order to achieve the outcome that I want? And that's how I would look at it, right? Really, really simple like that. So for me, you know, doing the regular steps has, I mean, it's made a difference to my, I guess to my weight, you know, a little bit, because I don't do low. I only set myself the goal of 5,000 a day. It's not loads. I might put that up to 6,000 actually, but you know, 10,000 just feels like loads, right? So I, you know, I've not done it, but my average was 2023 was something like 3,800 a day. And 2024, it was 5,800 a day, right? So those 2,000 extra steps over the course of the year must have done me some good. Yeah. So I chose a moderate, hard, right, quite a low daily amount. But my adaptation of it is to do them in the house if I'm not already going out somewhere, yeah, or at a weekend, you know, when we choose to go for a walk. And that's an adaptation that has meant that I've stuck to it. And so it's becoming a routine, it's becoming a habit. And today, because I've been sitting at my desk all day, I haven't looked, but I reckon I've maybe done 1,000 just kind of around the house. And it's like, oh man, so that's a lot in front of the telly later. Or I might ring my mum and then I can walk up and down the downstairs while I'm on the phone, you know? So it's about adapting it to work. And I think that that's a really, really important element in this, is that you don't have to do everything in the way that you're told to do it, right? In the way that smasheroonies tell you to do it. It's about making it work for you so that you can sustain it. And these healthy habits or productive practices in business are the things that are going to move forward and are the things that are going to, yeah, move the needle, change your outcome, change, not overnight, right? But it's these all add up. So the incremental gains add up to a big overall goal. And I've talked before about Ben Hunt Davis's book, Will It Make the Boat Go Faster? Oh, ages ago, I did an episode about books, really good books to read. So scroll way back, because that'll be quite a useful episode for you as well. But yeah, Will It Make the Boat Go Faster? Ben Hunt Davis, he was part of the Olympic rowing team in the year, I can't remember, in the year where they won a gazillion medals. And it's about, you know, will this action make the boat go faster, help us win more medals? And and a lot of that is about kind of cutting stuff out. And that's not necessarily about choosing your hard, but it could be, right? You know, if I want to do my daily goals every day, my daily steps every day, will not doing them help me achieve that? Well, no, of course it won't. So, you know, and if you want to grow your profit in your business, will subscribing to 10 more platforms, 10 more tools that you won't really use that often help you achieve that? No, it won't. So the hard might just be not buying any more domain names, right? Making that your practice, because the one that you've got is fine and it'll stop you going down so many rabbit holes by having all these million other business ideas, and just focus on what you're already doing. That could be a hard, right? Because that does take quite a lot of discipline, particularly when you know, you're ADHD, and it can be really, really hard. So stopping and thinking about things before you do them is a perfectly valid hard. It doesn't need to be big and elaborate, right? It absolutely doesn't. It can be about doing less and focusing more on simplicity. And that's definitely something that I have done in the last 6 months. Year. It's not a year. It's funny actually. So I was, you know, you get your Facebook memories and time hop. I've been using for years as well. So you get your memories pop up. And it's quite funny, some of the stuff when it shows like the business stuff, right? And I had entirely forgotten, and I mean completely forgotten, because my brain doesn't retain some information. That is definitely a neurodiversity thing. I'd completely forgotten that I did a goals workshop at the beginning of 2024. Completely forgotten. I wouldn't have remembered that. So, yeah, it's interesting. And I've never done it since, and can't quite remember what was in it unless I looked back at the slides. So it's quite funny that, you know, just going off piste with stuff, right? And I know that that was part of me finding what became Confidence to Grow, right? My core program and the way to work with me. It was doing all these other things. And so the hard there for me has been stopping all the other stuff, right? Because I love doing new things and having all these ideas, but I haven't done anything new or anything different since when? June 2024. And so I focused solely on Confidence to Grow. And guess what? Oh, I've had better, higher turnover, higher profit margin, more time because I've not been doing a gazillion other things and structured time off and all this stuff, right? All the good stuff that's part of my goals and has been part of my goals forever. But it's by doing the hard of saying no to stuff and no to myself, you know, that's really, really important, right? You are, I'm sure, as I am, your own worst enemy, right? In that, well, I'll just do this and I'll just try that and I'll just do that. And it's like, oh, hang on a minute, I've forgotten what I was doing. And what did I tell them I was offering and how much I was charging? You know, it makes it harder for people to buy from you, and it makes it harder for you to have consistent and strong marketing, because you've changed your mind on things. And there's nothing wrong with changing your mind, right? But if you change your mind every 5 minutes and chuck something else in and create things because you think it might generate a bit of income in a quieter month and all of this, long term, no, it's hard. And that's the wrong kind of hard, right? that's the difficult and disappointing, rather than the, okay, this is going to take a bit of concerted effort, but actually this is the right thing to do. And that's what we're talking about here when I talk about hard. So yeah, it's funny. It just popped up that memory about that goals workshop, and I'm like, I had totally forgotten about it. So yeah, maybe another hard, if your brain is the same as mine, is to actually document what you achieve and what you do in a year. I don't separately document where my income comes from. And maybe that's something that I should do. I shouldn't have admitted that, should I? But I don't. I know obviously my overall, and I know my profit margin down to a penny, but the income streams. But then I guess I don't need to do that anymore. Hooray! I've chosen my hard by saying no to all that other stuff, because it all comes from one place, apart from speaking gigs and ad hoc interesting opportunities that come my way. But everything's through Confidence to Grow now. So yeah. So yeah, you've got to do the work on yourself, right? And you've got to understand yourself and how your brain works and what your danger trigger points are, I suppose, in terms of how you might go off piste and how far you get down that piste before you think, what is going on here? How is this helping me get to my overall goal? And, you know, it really is something. It's something that I talk about every day with my Confidence to Grow clients. You know, we focus on this a lot because it's like, yeah, that's a great idea, but hang on. Didn't you want to achieve this? Yes, I did. Right. So where does this fit in? And it's really just kind of reflecting stuff back on people that makes all the difference. And that's, you know, that's a big part of the kind of space that I provide in Confidence to Grow. So what might be helpful for you now is to download my Escape the Overwhelm guide, completely free, in exchange for your email address. And you can download it at libbylangley.com/guide. And it will talk you through kind of the pitfalls of all this stuff, right? And help you to know where to focus. And that's really all choosing your hard is about knowing where to focus your energy, your efforts, what's possible for you and what isn't. And knowing that something isn't possible for you is not about admitting a failing, right? Because you can do anything you like, right? As long as you provide the adaptations. And that's the important thing, you know? Me leaving the house every day to do my steps outside is never going to happen. It is too difficult. It's just too difficult for me. And if I did that as my focus, it would become my focus, right? And I don't want that to be my sole focus. I want my business to be my sole focus. You know, my clients and Confidence to Grow and the podcast and all that stuff that goes around the business, right? That's what's really important to me. Aside from like spending time with my husband and all like the family, you know, my cat and the family stuff, right? But energy focus wise, it's more important to me that I divert the mental energy into the business. So it's funny, actually, something else has just popped into my mind. When I was training to run a marathon, I mean, that was talk about a side focus there. That was an ADHD impulse. Anyway, so I ran the Paris Marathon in 2018. And I don't run anymore because once you've run a marathon, there's nowhere to go, right? It pretty much, the run up to that 2007, I only decided to do it in October 2017 and it was in April 2018. And that was, I wasn't a runner before that, but yeah, ran a marathon in 5 or 6 months training, whatever it was, 5 months, I guess. And it pretty much became the focus of everything I did, right? It took over. So my point here is just choose your hard and make sure it's really, really aligned with the goal that you want. Because my goal was never to be a marathon runner. And yet that appeared to be my everything. Yeah. So you have to be careful how, you know, knowing yourself and understanding yourself as to how far you go with these things. So download my Escape the Overwhelm guide at libbylangley.com/guide. Work out what your goals are and then what little pushes you need for that, including saying no to stuff. So there we go. Whoo! And don't come to me for running advice. I mean, I can do you a running thing, but I don't run anymore because I hate it. So there you go. Chose the hard. Stop the hard. All right. Sending you lots of love today. Thanks for listening. Message me on Instagram if you've got any feedback on this and would love to hear. Yeah. All right. Lots of love and I'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.